Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. You know, one of the things that we all love to do is eat. And when we eat, it should be an experience, right? I mean, there are so many flavors and delicacies out there that many times we're trapped into whatever it is that we're used to doing and not really venturing out into something new and exciting. That, ladies and gentlemen, could change today. With me on our newsmaker line is Howard Allen. Mr. Allen is from Brooklyn, New York. He is originally, get this, from Rockford, Illinois. It's a great story on how he got to Brooklyn. And he is the founder of Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. We do have links to the website. You got to see this. It is fabulous. And we're going to dig into his story right now. Mr. Allen, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're making the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I teased a little bit about your journey from Illinois to Brooklyn, New York. That happened when you were a young man. And as you indicated to me off mic, that was an exciting time in the 80s, yes?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot happening in the late 80s, early 90s around creativity in Brooklyn. And it continued through the 2000s. And I was able to, you know, get here after undergrad and, you know, take advantage of the environment.
Yeah, and you're in the neighborhood or the area where Spike Lee kind of hangs out, which is often, you know, we've all seen him on his Uber ad, you know, talking about and walking through what looks to be a portion of Brooklyn. Very cool.
Right, right, it is. I'm just a couple blocks away from where he shot the movie Do the Right Thing.
Got it. Ah, fabulous. All right, Howard, talk to us a little bit about what was the genesis. I mean, this is a tough business. The food business is really hard to break into, and you have to have a niche. You certainly right. have that niche, but give us that genesis. What got you into this?
You know, my wife is of Jamaican descent, and being here in Brooklyn, there are lots and lots of Caribbean restaurants of all sorts. So you have the opportunity to experience all these flavors, you know, directly, you know, and I've been to Jamaica several times. So when a buddy of mine and I thought about putting together a sausage company, jerk chicken is one of those flavors that's just like popped into my mind. Like, I wonder what that would be like in the form of a sausage. And it just started from there. Two guys who never made a sausage sitting in Brooklyn watching a Lakers game. That's how it basically started.
I got this idea. Well, you know, and again, I have to reference your website. We will have links to that, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio blog. But it is masterfully done. And as I was watching that, you have various clips of people eating the sausage, preparing the sausage, doing all. And man, I tell you what, I was getting hungry. I said, this is something I've got to get. And I will, by the way. So let's talk about the various style. Why the name Maroon? Maroon Jerk.
The name Maroon, you know, well, I have to preface this with, you know, my background is actually in branding and graphic design. You know, that's what I was in Illinois doing, you know, and I came to New York to be a graphic designer. And I got a lot of work and branding. And I use that insight to create Maroon. The name, I chose the name Maroon because the spices that I'm using were created by the Maroon people in Jamaica, in the Blue Mountains. So I wanted to keep this brand as authentic as I could and reference the people who were actually the originators of the flavor that we call jerk.
Give us a little etymology about Maroon. I had not heard of that group of people before. Tell us about that. What are the Maroon people of Blue Mountain?
So the Maroon people were brought from Ghana by the Spaniards, right, as slave labor. So the name actually came from, it's a Spanish term. You know, the Maroons are escaped people. Huh. So you know, these people from Ghana escaped the Spaniards and went into the mountains of Jamaica, and the Spaniards couldn't get them out. And when the Spaniards lost the island of Jamaica to the English couldn't get them out. So the English signed a treaty with the people who became the Maroons so they could stay in the mountains. That was their land as long as they didn't come down and free slaves that were down in the valley.
Mm.
While they were up there, they were with the Arawak Indians who taught them about the herbs and the spices up there and how to hunt. So when you're in battle and you're in guerrilla warfare, you're cooking outside, but you can't let people know where you are with the smoke that you're cooking with.
Uh-huh.
So they would dig holes in the ground, catch wild pigs, season them with, you know, the thyme and all the other things and preserve this meat, and then cover it with like banana leaves. Right. So you couldn't see the smoke from a distance. So the British could not pinpoint where their camps were. But wow. The flavor that they created, you know, the Arawaks were doing jerky, what we know as jerky right now. And the Africans created jerk, which is a slightly different thing. Similar in spices, but a slightly different approach. The jerky is dried and the jerk is smoked. But that flavor stayed with Jamaica as one of the, you know, the things that you go to Jamaica for.
Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, see what you've just learned? This is not only, we're not only talking food, we're getting a history lesson. I think that's fabulous. What a great story.
It's helpful to tie food to its culinary roots.
It absolutely
gives it a more, you know, value when you're enjoying it.
Sure, it becomes real. You're tasting a bit of history at the same time. Howard Allen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. So you've got varieties, and you sell online, so we need to let folks know that wherever you are listening to this, you can probably get some of his Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. You have various flavors here.
Right.
Are all of those also, they're tied into those original jerk recipes with spices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically what I was able to do was create this sausage and then give it varying levels of heat, because, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, Jamaica, you're dealing with Africa, foods are going to be spicy. So I gave the sausage varying levels of heat, because here in the United States, not everybody is used to that spiciness, that intensity of spice. Specifically, you know, they're using the Scotch bonnet pepper to create that spice. So we have a mild, we have a spicy, and then we have a mighty spicy. The mighty spicy is not even on the website. It's a specialty product that, you know, people who know to call me directly for that one. And we have a pineapple version. So instead of, you know, in the United States, you have sausage, this chicken and apples. Well, apples don't grow in Jamaica, so I use the pineapples.
Right. Fascinating stuff. Howard Allen, ladies and gentlemen, Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. All right, let's talk about distribution and sales for just a minute,
yeah,
because that is really an important part of anybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about how you've been doing this, as you indicated to me earlier, 7 years.
Right.
But at the same time, that was obviously pre-COVID. How has everything changed for you in the ensuing past 14 or 15 months?
You know, when I started the business, I was coming out of the design industry. I didn't know anything about the food industry. So I had to learn everything from the ground up. So I was using my own money and I was basically, you know, giving myself an education in the food business. And I started in doing events and slowly grew into a place where, okay, we know that the product has legs. So how do we get it into stores? And I had to build a network of people who understood what that meant. You know, everybody has a point of view, but when you're talking about food distribution and getting products into the retail space, it's a totally, you know, complicated sort of process. So it took me a lot of time to develop those relationships and get people to take me seriously. And it took me a couple of years to develop that network of people. But over the last 14 months, it's been a lot of push and pull. Are you getting into the stores? Are you going online? The events that we planned were off the table. And that was the main way that I was promoting the product, was doing events. But when we couldn't do live events, we had to really just rely on personal interactions with people who knew me and knew that the product was good, loved the packaging, and was trying to help me meet people who were in distribution. But distribution had slowed down because people really didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So things kind of just locked up. You know, people weren't coming to work. So it was hard to get, you know, actual chicken and other raw materials here in New York from the Midwest to create product. Scheduling became haywire. You know, I worked through a relationship that I have here in Brooklyn, a co-packing relationship. Some Russian guys here who do a really good job with sausage, but they have their clients, and then they have additional clients like myself they produce sausage for. So it was just really us working week by week, figuring out what's possible. Can we produce this week? Are we putting things in stores? Are you selling things online? Every week was a different challenge.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this, and you have to understand, and he is absolutely correct. The food industry is just such a challenge because not everybody's tastes are alike, and just getting things onto the store shelf without a lot of prior promotion kind of leaves you hanging. But I think, you know, now all of this is coming together because I knew nothing about your background with regard to graphic design. But now, so much of buying whatever it is based on packaging. And that's why companies go to great lengths to improve and change packaging according to the consumer demand. Mm-hmm. Your packaging is dynamite. I mean, it's really, it makes you wonder, okay, what is this? And you can tell you put a lot of work into the packaging side of this.
Yeah, you know, it was natural for me to just go there first because that's my, right. My background. And because I'm from the industry, I have lots of relationships with illustrators, videographers, photographers who are like, yeah, we love the product. We'll do anything to help you get it launched. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge benefit. So the guys who shot the video, they just like the sausage. They're in the video eating the sausage. You know, it just helps. So it was great in that regard. But the challenge of, you know, it's not like it used to be where you can create a product and go to a store and give it to the store owner and they put it on the shelf.
Right.
You know, you're competing with investment bankers who've backed a product, who've got millions of dollars, and you have to figure out a way to be competitive. And design is one of those ways that I wanted to do that. That and the authenticity of the recipe.
Absolutely. Howard Allen, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. So let's come back to now post-COVID, if we can maybe perhaps be post-COVID. There are so many issues going on out there. Right. What are the challenges to your company now as people are starting to emerge from home cooking?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's challenging because people don't want to be at home cooking. They want to get out and be around other people. So they don't want to eat their own cooking anymore. So if you have a product in the grocery store, things are going to be slow because people want to be out amongst each other at restaurants right now, at least here in New York and probably everywhere else, I'm suspecting. The other challenge is actual production. You know, people are not coming into work because they got stimulus checks and they're making they're getting by on those checks and they feel as though they don't want to work right now. So last week we had like 10 guys out, and it's hard to do scheduling when you have that many people out and you have to create a product that needs to go on the shelf. So there are those challenges. On the flip side of that, I have a huge demand for events right now.
I was going to say now this will, yeah, right, that was my next question. I suspect that events now will fuel your business.
I'm doing a Father's Day event. I just had a conversation with a chef yesterday that I'm going to work with. I'm actually trying to focus on the retail aspect of things and not doing as many events as I used to. But definitely the events is what's hot right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I can pull up a grill and start cooking some sausages and people will just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah. I imagine the scent of those sausages grilling is a real draw.
That's part of the magic. You know, if you cook meat that's well seasoned, you know, you're going to be an anchor in anybody's pop-up event.
There you go. And one of the things we haven't shared with you, ladies and gentlemen, is that Howard Allen is taking part in EntreFest, which is coming up this week, as a matter of fact, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where he will be discussing his business, as well as, from what I understand, doing an event there. Yes?
Yeah, man. You know, they asked me if they could have samples of sausage, and I was like, definitely. Who's going to prepare it and how? And it just turns out that I was like, you know what, if you're going to do that, then I'm going to cook it and just get me a guy to help me out with the grill. I'll bring the music. We'll have the food and we'll have a good time Thursday.
This is such a cool idea. And how did Jordan and Jill from Nuboco, how did they find you?
It just so happens that they know a friend of mine from high school, from Rockford, who's now in Cedar Rapids. And they asked him for a recommendation on who they could get to do, you know, to speak in EntreFest. And he recommended me. So that's how that all worked out.
Isn't that great? What a great story. Again, you're just full of them, Howard. You know, this has got to be meant to be. Because nobody can have this many positive relationships in an emerging business, in a startup, and fail. I mean, but again, changing demands of consumers is something that everybody that's in business needs to be aware of. And clearly, you mm-hmm. have that under control, or at least you know what's going on out there, and that's part of the battle. His name is Howard Allen. The company is called Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. He will be in Iowa this week, as a matter of fact. And for those of you headed to EntreFest, you'll be able to meet him in person and dig into more of his story. Howard, I thank you so much for spending time with us today. Also, I look forward to meeting you in person this week.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, you'll get an opportunity to try the sausage directly from me on the grill, and we can have a beer and chat.
Have some sausage and a beer. I like it. That's the voice of Howard Allen from Maroon Jerk Chicken Sausage. He will be at EntreFest in Cedar Rapids yet this week, cooking up some stuff, and we will be there to meet him in person and enjoy. And once again, we do have links to his website up on the radio blog. All right, that's a wrap for today for all of us that put this together each and every day. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all of those folks and for Howard Allen, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.